We're joined now by Brendan McGinty, Managing Partner at Stratus Consulting, one of the country's leading employment relations firms. Brendan, we saw yesterday that the Financial Services Union is planning to lodge a 6% pay rise claim to their employers, the banks, claiming that their cost of living is being nibbled away, eaten away by high rises in inflation at the moment. You have some advice for employers generally perhaps facing similar high wage increases in the near future?
Yes, Vincent, and good morning. Thanks for having me on. I saw that overnight, the move by the FSU, which, look, to be honest, I just think that's a bit of a fanciful proposition, kind of, you know, really that's framed around chasing short-term inflation. And look, it's good for a headline, but and I'm sure it'll play well to the internal gallery of the union's own members. But I think that sort of overambition, when it meets the reality of the negotiating table, I'd expect to see a very different outcome. I think, in fairness, other unions are taking a more measured approach. But of course, there is a significant issue and a judgment about where the whole sort of inflation debate is at. And I suppose what the guidance that we've issued to employers, which is available on stratus.ie, is really, I suppose, stressing the point that we simply cannot allow temporary inflation pressures to set a private sector benchmark for what otherwise would be long-term pay rises and therefore cost increases on business. And we also have to bear in mind, for example, next year we're going to see additional costs like obviously statutory sick pay coming through, which the government is committed to and has published this legislation to enable. And that's obviously going to be a hit for a lot of businesses in terms of payroll costs next year. And it's a very interesting debate, because the reality is there is no one size for all in this, in the sense that for every business, they're going to have to assess the impact on their commercial, competitive and economic situation. But what's very clear, as we all know, and the developments this week on COVID, of course, speak to it very, very obviously, is that, you know, for many parts of Irish business, and particularly all of the sectors that are in the domestic economy, whether it's retail, tourism, hospitality, personal services, the notion of anything on pay for 2022 is simply, you know, for the birds, it's off the agenda. Yes, it's fair to say that, look, there are businesses that probably haven't been hugely impacted maybe by COVID or Brexit, and they will look to do pay deals for their staff. And probably in the range of 2 to 2.5%, where that can be justified, maybe on productivity grounds or based on maybe some cost offsetting measures that are agreed. And probably on a term of maybe up to, maybe potentially up to 3 years, would still be very attractive, obviously, for some of those employers.
Well, could I cross you there, Brendan, and sorry to do so, but a lot of those more vulnerable, domestically focused businesses in the hospitality and other sectors, you know, the workers there aren't collectively joined up in unions anyway, so I suppose there's less collective pressure. But even businesses that are unionized are facing collective pressure from employees who may not be able to afford, a 4, 5, 6% increase in inflation. They may lose their employees in a tight labour market unless they do so.
Yeah, look, there are going to have to be difficult judgments, and obviously as the labour market tightens, there will be skill shortages, and employers are going to have to make pragmatic decisions about adjusting pay to attract particular skill sets. But we have to recognise that, look, in the round, look, unemployment, you know, COVID adjusted up to the end of September, we're still running at about 10%. We still have 273,000 out of work or on the pop. Our concern is that as some of the supports are unwound over the next couple of months, as is intended by government, and especially if obviously restrictions continue to apply, we are going to see businesses, particularly in the domestic sectors, you know, take decisions to resize, and therefore there will be redundancies that will follow. So look, what's required here is a measured approach. I mean, all of the As I say, what we need to avoid is a knee-jerk reaction to what most forecasters are saying are temporary pressures in terms of inflation. And we all know why that's been happening, because of energy and supply bottlenecks, because of the nature of the recovery. And again, most forecasters are saying we could well see a return to a more modest inflation, obviously in 2023. And it's worth pointing out, Vincent, if you look at what's happened to inflation over 19 and 20, I mean, inflation for 20 was negative. So anyone who managed to get a couple of percent pay increase, you know, are quids in terms of real improvement to their wage, to the real value of their wages. So look, it's time for a measured approach and an avoidance of setting ourselves up for a wage price
Thanks.
spiral.
Okay, Brendan. Thanks indeed. Brendan McGinty, Managing Partner at Stratus Consulting there.